The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Audrey, can you help us out? What color is Mahoney's hoodie? Is that blue or purple?
It's like an indigo, a mixture of both.
Indigo.
I was very confused.
It looks blue to me.
Basically, yeah.
But he thought it was purple.
Yeah, I thought it was purple.
It's a mixture of both, for sure.
I got into work and I was looking at my, I was like, oh, I grabbed a blue, not a purple hoodie. Maybe I shouldn't get dressed in the dark then, you know?
Do you usually get dressed in the dark?
Yeah.
Why? Your wife's up at the same time as you.
Well, it's got to walk down to my office. And since I have, you know, my office is set up for like streaming and, you know, everything's on, I got to like open an app and turn on all my lights.
Okay. You don't have like just like a regular ass light bulb in there?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right.
So it would add an extra 10 seconds and I don't want to go through that step in my office.
So you just get dressed in the dark.
Yeah.
Even though it has nothing to do with your wife. Like I would get that if you're up before your wife, you don't wake her up, right? But no, nothing. He's down the hall. His wife's already up well before him.
Well,
he just doesn't want to push.
The curious part, too, is that you get ready more often than you stream. I feel like it would be a necessity to have your light bulb.
No, but it's also lights that I use, you know, when I'm in there because I don't like direct overhead lighting.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
So I have lot of ambient lighting.
No, I get that. But, I mean, you couldn't just, like, have the overhead lighting that you would turn on when you would get
like
dressed?
A switch?
No, that's hooked up to, I've got a bunch of LEDs, like LED strips.
To your outlet?
To your normal,
Your switch.
But
light
switch. I turn it off, it becomes a thing.
Okay.
So I turn it off, and then it loses the settings that I had them on previous, so.
So just to be clear, you have it set up so that way when you walk in your house after work, Christmas music is playing.
Yeah.
Still. And it has been all holiday season, but you can't figure it out to have a light turn on in your office when you get dressed literally every single morning?
I would do, if it was in a different ecosystem, if I was in the Philips Hue ecosystem, I could probably do that, but I'm in the Elgato streaming LED ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
So like when my computer's on, I can hit it and it could change to any color instantly. I could turn them on and turn them off, but my computer has to be on. I turn my computer off at night. It's very user-friendly when I'm sitting at a computer.
I see.
But when I'm, you know, getting dressed.
I don't think I'll ever understand you. That's fine.
A little lamp?
Get you a little lamp, like one of those little touch lamps,
Then it would ruin the aesthetic of the room. Like, there's a vibe in my office.
Huh.
And it's dark.
It's getting dressed in the dark. That's the vibe.
Cool pink and teal colors and a lot of bourbon and no ugly-ass lamps.
All right, let's get things going today then. I'm glad we got that out of the way. That was very helpful. Not at all. Good news and bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first, Sarah Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show? It's some bad news.
Yeah, some bad news for the residents of Ann Arbor, specifically the ones that were trying to get the city ordinance lifted that criminalizes sniffing glue.
What? So they are going to legalize it?
No, they're not.
There was
people that were trying to get it legalized to sniff glue.
Legalize the glue should be legal.
Okay.
You don't think sniffing glue should be legal?
No.
Legalize it. just as long as you're not, you know, you're not drinking and sniffing.
So,
or driving and
driving
sniffing.
Driving and sniffing, yeah, okay.
It doesn't quite have the same alliteration.
City council
steering and sniffing.
City Council voted 11-0 in favor of revisions to an existing law that makes inhaling glue fumes to induce intoxication a misdemeanor crime, punishable by 90 days in jail and or a $500 fine.
These?
So the new language updates a list of commonly inhaled glues since the prior list was from 1966 and didn't even include substances found in stores today.
Let me say this. Whenever we're hollering legalize it for a lot of drugs, in my case, if I'm saying legalize it, it's because I want to be able to help the people and not incarcerate them whenever they have issues, not because I just want them sniffing glue.
Right. I want to sniff glue. Speak for yourself. Yeah. Speak for
I don't want
yourself.
People out here, like, in the streets on the same sidewalk that I am on, like, just like...
Yeah, if you're sitting there sniffing glue next to me, I'm like,
no,
man, you got some problems,
if
man.
I want to
You got to get your ish together. Hey, what are you doing? That is rubber cement. Stop it.
It's new.
If I want to sniff glue in the privacy of my own home and paint my entire body with it and peel it off in a sexual manner, I should be able to do so. I'm
and
not hurting
some,
anybody.
And then get some help.
You can do
Proper
that.
Help.
You're just maybe going to get hit with a $500 fine.
I don't know. It sounds like a bunch of puritanical garbage to me. A bunch of people on their moral high horse.
That's exactly what somebody that is high on glue right
now
would say.
It's a $500 fine. All it is just like taking away your glue money for the month.
Yes.
That's my whole glue budget.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, you may have heard about it, but the big $600 million jackpot that was floating around this week, somebody hit. Actually, two tickets hit. There's one that was sold at a 7-Eleven in Sacramento, and another one that was sold somewhere in Wisconsin. They haven't specified yet. Each ticket is worth $316.3 million.
Ian, is it somebody in your family, or your wife's family, or your girlfriend's family?
If it is, they haven't told us.
They're probably never here.
Yeah, they're in Bora Bora by now.
Yeah, they wouldn't tell you.
No way.
Yeah. So those are the hot spots for where the tickets were sold. But two people waking up, I assume, very, very happy.
Not us.
Yeah.
Not us.
This
also,
guy.
We didn't buy any on this one.
Very happy. A North Carolina man received a scratch-off lottery ticket as a Christmas present and ended up winning $1 million off of a scratcher.
Good for him.
Yeah, Stephen Brady of Clayton, North Carolina. His wife, that's the kicker here, it's his wife that bought him the $30 Millionaire Maker scratcher ticket from the Food Lion store in Clayton to get him as a Christmas present.
Was that his only Christmas present? Do we know if he got something else, or did he just get a $30 scratcher?
Because, yeah, the odds that that's going to turn into a good gift are pretty low.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Turned out
great.
Amazing gift.
Yep, turned out fantastic.
Like a little stocking stuffer? That's actually a cute idea.
If it's a part of a...
Or if that's like your whole gift and then you don't win anything, then it's like, oh.
And you get like, oh, you can fill out the back of this and play again.
Yeah. But if not, if you win the million, do you just like have them write off the rest of the gifts and give you a refund for everything else that you purchased for them?
I mean, it's the wife, right? So, I mean, if this was like a coworker who gave him the $1 million ticket, you know the resentment would just live forever.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But it's his wife, so they can share in the happiness
together.
I just don't
have the ability to give somebody who I'm just not like, if I had a scratcher in my hand, I'm scratching it.
You got to scratch it.
Yeah, I'm like, this is the winner.
Yeah.
I know this is the winner. Not scratch it, it's not the winner, but I knew.
I'm like, Mahoney, did you give me a partially scratched lottery ticket as a Christmas gift? I did.
Just need to get a look-see. Yeah, Make sure that I wasn't giving you the winning one.
I'm so lazy on the scratchers, I don't even scratch the thing. There's apps out there where they scan the barcode for you. You know, certain states have them. So you just scratch the back, scan that back barcode, and it tells you if you're a winner or not.
If we're being real, it used to the joy of scratching used to be there for me. It's not anymore.
But you
it's
do
just
it in
mess.
Your car, yes, then you just mess. Make a mess
yeah.
in your car.
Yeah. It's not
and
great.
Then you might get it in your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't be too safe.
Metal shards in my eyes. That's one of my biggest fears.
Metal shards? Is that metal?
I'm pretty sure that's metal.
I don't think it's metal.
What is it?
Yeah, what? It's wax.
Is it wax?
I don't think wax scratches off like that.
I don't think metal scratches off like
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm Googling what
it
is.
It feels
that?
Like lead.
It feels like, yeah. Yeah.
Material.
Like a pencil, like lead.
Yeah, like don't eat that.
Don't eat it.
What is the material on scratch-off tickets going to Google? Technology. The scratch card itself is made of a paper-based card or plastic. The hidden information PIN or HRN printed on it is covered by an opaque substance, usually latex.
Ooh.
I prefer my lotto cards sheepskin.
Oh, wait, I just paid $30 for the scratcher, and I did get screwed. Yeah, great.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can you imagine the crazy situations people might have been in when they just abruptly stopped to tell someone that Betty Whitehead died? You know a bunch of people were probably in the middle of getting it on, right?
Message deleted.
I was actually out with somebody who I don't really know all that well from work, and we were having a conversation like 1 hour before that, and he was talking about anytime I see Betty White trending, you know, people were saying that for years.
Yeah.
I get worried, and he literally brought that up 1 hour before it happened. Yeah. And he's like, I'm like, you brought this into the world, man. You manifested this.
I mean,
I blame you.
Here's the thing, man. It's like Betty White lived about as full of a life as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Though, right? You know, so, I mean, for the past 20 years, everyone's been worrying that she's going to pass away. She made it to almost 100 mm-hmm. years old. It's incredible.
I get Betty White being the U.S. grandmother. I just never really consumed her media.
Well, that's because it was 70 years before you were born.
Right. So, like, I get it because she's such a sweet human being, but, like, it didn't hit me like I feel like it should have. Like, I was kind of, like, looking around. Everybody was like, oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, oh, my God.
I
just felt like I should have been sad and we're sad, and I just didn't. I wasn't really getting it.
Do we, like, move on to, like, Angela Lansbury?
Angela Lansbury is still alive from Murder, She Wrote. I mean, that's also way before your time.
Oh, God, I love Murder. Well, but she knows Angela Lansbury as Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
she was Mrs. Potts from Beauty and the Beast. She was in the
Bedrooms and Broomsticks.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Something like that.
Oh, don't tell me. No, this is the adult version.
Oh. A whole broomstick, huh?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ooh. What's the clothing situation for you guys when you sleep? Does it depend on the season, or do you wear the same thing every night?
Message deleted.
Seasonal, for sure.
Really?
Well, I mean, I recently started sleeping with long John tights, my compression tight things.
You wear those to bed?
Oh, yeah. It keeps me nice. They're very comfortable.
You were going to say they keep you cozy?
Yeah, very warm.
Your blanket doesn't do that?
I'd like to be, man, my wife keeps the house at like 59 degrees at night.
What is wrong with your wife?
I don't know. I don't know if she just doesn't like, it's just maybe how she grew up. I don't know what it is, but she keeps the house super cold at night. Like, why can't we just keep it at 70 year-round? Like, keep it in the summer, let's keep it at 70. In the winter, let's keep it at 70. It should never be anything other than just, like, 70 degrees all the time in the house.
She doesn't understand the fact that we live in a time where we can actually control the temperature around us. A few generations ago, they didn't have that luxury. We have that luxury. You need to offer to pay the power bill all on your own.
The gas bill, which is infinitely lower.
Sure. Pay the gas bill all on your own, so that way you can come to an agreement that you should have a say in what the temperature in your house is.
The way I donk off money, the extra $5 a month to keep it at 70 degrees would be just fine.
But it doesn't make sense, though, because she also keeps your house
super hot in the
summertime.
Yes,
because she's trying to conserve power, which costs next to nothing compared to the
summer
things.
You're talking like July, August, those air conditioning bills, those can be expensive.
Of course,
but
they
even
can.
Then, it's like I'm willing to pay for that level of comfort.
Yes,
like I am okay. I am here for that. Like that is money I have set aside. Like we don't
have
kids.
Had this conversation with her.
Yes,
and what does she say?
It falls on deaf ears.
I mean, you mentioned it the other day whenever people say, just put on more layers. That would make me turn it to a sauna, I think, in the house. We would go full on World War III.
I sleep in like an undershirt, which is like a long sleeve undershirt. It's from like, I bought them at Costco. They're like the 32 degrees brand,
big
whatever.
Costco guy.
And they're great. You know, they keep me nice and warm, but like, I can't, like, you can't put on more because then I would actually start to sweat. If I put on like thicker ones in like same thing, I can't have socks on in the bed because I will overheat no matter what temperature
is. Oh no, your life. It's just constant sorrow.
So that's why if it was just 70 degrees, my life would be life.
I don't want to like, you know, ruffle too many feathers here, but I mean, your wife is a vegetarian.
Yep.
I think that in order to really communicate your point, you need to start wearing real animal furs around the house.
That doesn't really bother her.
It doesn't?
I don't think so. Nah,
so
like,
you,
I mean,
this
see,
is
that's
a losing
thing.
Battle.
Like, she's known me for, you know, 11 years,
and
10
I guess
years.
Same goes for her. So you guys you've been freezing for 11 years every winter. Every winter comes
It got worse when we got a Nest.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier
she
to control.
She could control it from her phone as well, which that's why I said this last week. I am debating on changing the password to that.
Let me know how that goes.
I'll change the router password. She don't know how to fix that. If we want to get crazy.
Let me know how that goes.
We'll get crazy. Uh-huh. We'll get crazy.
I'm shocked that you guys can't come to a mutual agreement on like semi-cold and a little warm for you.
Nope.
Like just so you're a little toasty. 59
I mean, like,
is outrageous.
Like during, while we're awake, you know, she's like, well, you know, it's, you know, she doesn't like the heater running, I guess, when we're asleep either. Because it dries her throat out.
So she's a mouth breather.
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I get, but we also have a humidifier. It's just very cold in my house, man. In the winter.
I feel bad for you. I feel bad.
Mahoney.
It's not.
I hope you get your justice. The justice you deserve. The justice for Mahoney.
We are going to go to counseling. This is coming up.
I'll be outside your psychiatrist's office with a free Mahoney sign.
Thank you.
Trying to rid you of this conservatorship.
Warm Mahoney, not free Mahoney.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What word do you not want to hear in 2022?
Message deleted.
Unprecedented.
Insurrection.
New normal.
Wave. Variant.
Variant.
God, go away.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, North Korea really has got some balls when it comes to the things that they are going to legitimately make up that they invented. So Kim Jong-il, if you remember, he is the father of Kim Jong-un, who is the current stupid supreme leader of North Korea. Well, a newspaper outlet is now giving Kim Jong-il credit for inventing the burrito.
Ah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are we sure he did not invent a burrito?
Like the sushi burrito?
He looks like a human form of a burrito. Like if there was ever a person who was, like, I mean, his head is definitely shaped like a
gas station burrito.
Yeah, like a gas station burrito that you microwave. Like, didn't look great.
No, I mean, because even the good burritos are like lumpy, man.
Yeah, pretty lumpy. But so they're saying that he invented the burrito in 2011, which I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You can't prove that any of us had a burrito before 2011.
I think I can.
I don't think you can.
I'm pretty sure that there's a picture.
Where's the proof?
Of somebody eating a burrito before 2011.
Photoshop.
I feel so horrible, and I feel terrible for people in North Korea because like they just are like, yeah, okay, he did in 2011.
But that's the thing. You know that the people of North Korea are just like, Jesus Christ, man, are you kidding
me? No, they don't get any other media. They're not allowed.
They know.
They just watched Squid Games, and they were all getting murdered for watching Squid Games.
They pretend to know so they don't get murdered by an evil dictator.
They also, Kim Jong-il claimed that he shot 11 hole-in-ones during his first round of golf.
I thought it was 18.
So he played 18, but he they want to keep it realistic. Uh-huh. Only got 11 hole-in-ones.
Okay.
You know, the par fives maybe took two strokes or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also invented the hamburger.
Really?
Seriously.
Thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
Hey, this guy's out here inventing hamburgers and burritos. What can he not do?
Wait, there's also a myth that he never used a toilet.
Because he doesn't poop.
What is this?
Because he doesn't poop.
Oh, you're right.
He doesn't poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got the sweetest haircut that no one else is allowed to have than him.
Well, you forget nobody else is allowed to wear leather jackets
either. Oh, yeah, the trench coats.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He's big in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Hey.
Like, literally, he takes up the whole Matrix. He's pretty fast.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, we talk about it all the time. The truckers that are out there on the roads of America are the lifeblood that keep this country moving. And that got highlighted a lot at the end of last year by the supply chain issues and the shortage
of
truckers.
Going on.
It's a real problem when we don't have truckers, isn't it?
Dave, we have been flying this flag for many, many years about them keeping this nation running.
Unfortunately, sometimes there are accidents. And there are losses on the road. And I'm not talking about life. Everyone that was in these accidents, they were just fine. But their big loads sometimes are spilled across the highways of America and in random parking lots.
And we would like to take a moment to remember those big loads, Dave.
We pause to remember those whose work is done. Sadly, a few were taken from us much too soon with their best yet to come. Though they may be gone, they leave us a legacy that is eternal. A tractor trailer overturned in the westbound lanes near the base of the Ben Franklin Bridge this morning, spilling its load of onions all over the road. Traffic in the area is now back to normal.
All lanes of Interstate 80 in Natomas are back open, but they shut down this morning after nails and other debris on the road caused a big mess. There was a crash first reported around 3:30 this morning in the westbound lanes near El Camino. CHP says a pickup truck carrying construction equipment ended up on its side after the driver rear-ended a big rig, spilling debris all over the road. Officers say the driver of the pickup was not on scene when they got there. The driver of the big rig was not injured.
The I-35 bypass in Aransas Pass is back open after being shut down by a three-vehicle accident this morning. According to the Aransas Pass Fire Department, a car pulled into the highway near Moore Road in front of a tractor trailer. The semi flipped over, spilling cases of beer on the highway. That's when a pickup towing a boat hit the semi, pinning the driver in the truck. The driver of the pickup was taken to the hospital for treatment.
This was an amazing piece of video we took here from the scene right after 7 o'clock. Look at that. You could see a fireball shooting off to the left of your screen there, igniting this lumber. And that's what it was, a flatbed tractor trailer carrying lumber and another tractor trailer carrying, get this, 10,000 pounds of candles. One of those drivers had to bail. He lost control. Two of those trucks catching fire. One, as I mentioned, hauling lumber. And it's just amazing. We spoke to the driver of one of the cars who was a little bit too close for comfort.
My car, gladly, I was 2 seconds earlier. If not, my car would, I probably wouldn't be here today. So I get to go home and see my newborn. When that one caught on fire, the rest of them caught on fire and started blowing up. The tires started blowing at us and stuff like that.
It's not what I'm like. It's just a fond farewell to a friend.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Man, I really thought we were being trolled this entire time so they could just sell more crap to their followers. But Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are getting, quote, very serious.
Oh, I believe this.
Yeah.
From the beginning, man. I can't believe you were.
He did. He did believe it. He called it.
Really?
I mean,
like when they were all sitting there in their matching pajamas and Flava Flav is over at the house.
I believed all of it, Dave.
You believed it? Okay.
I do. I believe it's
true. He believed it because Pete was, I think we were selling Pete short. And I feel like what you said at the beginning, Mahoney, was that Pete actually has a lot of, he has a celebrity around him that would be of Kim K status.
Yeah.
I guess. I didn't see it. I was blind to his goofiness.
How many comedians under 30 can you name?
I didn't even know he was under 30 to start.
Like, I mean, the fact that he's 28, you're like, wow, that's been a fast ride, my man. But good for him. I mean, if they're happy together, then great. I just, the fact that Pete Davidson, it's such a weird thing for Kim Kardashian, just like with her trajectory with dudes, to end up with Pete Davidson.
Well, it's cool to be the rock star girlfriend now.
Well, to be like the rock star with Kanye or even like the sports dudes, it just seems like Pete Davidson is kind of this, I don't know, just a total departure from what like her other dudes
maybe
have been.
Maybe you tried
like
the other things, and as we have seen,
yeah,
professional athlete didn't go through, one of the largest performers in the world in the music industry. That one crashed and burned.
She
and
wanted
so,
somebody stable like Pete Davidson.
Well,
I get it.
There's something to be said about somebody who can make you laugh.
Yeah.
Very true.
And also Pete Davidson is also not short.
He is tall. He's like 6 foot something.
Yeah. So he can make her laugh and he's tall. So, and he's also a household name in a lot of circles.
You've come around to Pete Davidson, right?
His portrayal of Andrew Cuomo is what turned the page for me.
Ian, how do you feel about Pete Davidson today?
I don't like him one bit. And this isn't any more redeeming. No. This actually makes me like him less.
Because you're not a fan of the Kardashians, right?
No.
Yeah.
It's just
now,
all
the reality TV's garbage, but whatever.
I mean, she is a trendsetter. You cannot deny that. Anything that she touches is like what all of America is like, yes.
I really want it. Like,
let's try it too.
I mean, this whole, like, what is she famous for? She's famous for being rich and making money. Like, everything she touches works.
I mean, her mom is one of the most powerful people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, one of the smartest businesswomen.
Calculated.
To ever do it.
Calculated.
You know, if you have a thing and you found a way to make billions of dollars for all of your kids, you know, there is something to be said about that.
Still a little weird that it started with your daughter's sex tape, but whatever, you know.
Have you seen, okay, so this is one of the most calculated things that I've seen come from the Kardashians recently. Obviously, we know about the Travis Scott, all of the, you know, the drama that went on with
performing at Coachella.
He's not. And then Kylie Jenner is currently pregnant again with his second child. Kim Kardashian recently posted a photo of her youngest Shy and what was supposed to be Stormy, which is Kylie's firstborn child. She photoshopped Stormy's face off and put Chloe's daughter on the picture.
Well, she didn't, but somebody in her team did.
She had to approve it to put it on her Instagram.
That's fine. Whatever, man.
That is weird.
No, it's weird because then all the Tristan Thompson stuff just came out about the baby, him fathering.
It's all exhausting.
The whole family is a nightmare to keep up with.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Whatever, man. Like, hey, some people love it. It's a real life. They figured out how to make a real life soap opera.
Yep.
You're not
And guess
kidding.
What?
And people gobble it up.
Yeah, you have to run to keep up with it.
Honestly, this is why soap operas have kind of trailed off. I mean, if you were, if we were having this conversation like 40 years ago, like soap operas were massive. Every major network had a
Now couple. It's just the Kardashians and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Like it's the royals.
I'll say.
Or it's the Kardashians.
Kardashians way less douchey than Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, in my opinion. Oh yeah, 100%.
Well, but
so there's no red carpet
themselves.
On Sunday for the Golden Globes. All the COVID stuff obviously has been a concern, so they are not doing the red carpet for the Golden Globes on Sunday. In other news, the Golden Globes are on Sunday, right?
Bunch of celebrities getting up, patting themselves on the back, telling them how much better they are than us, and how we're destroying the earth with everything we're doing constantly.
Well, the Grammys also got postponed as well.
Yeah,
which
Grammys
is big news.
Also, who cares?
You don't enjoy the Grammys.
I don't give one damn about the Grammys.
Do you like any of the award shows anymore? I know that it has turned super hyper political.
It's not even that. It's just so much.
The fun award shows, like where people don't take themselves so seriously.
Watches them? I'll read which one picture of the year or something like that, or what one album of the year.
The reason why I like the Golden Globes and I like the Grammys is because it validates generally good movies as being really good movies.
I prefer the Ace Awards myself.
Sure. But I mean, it does the same thing with the Golden Globes for TV shows too, so I'm into it.
I actually find myself hunting, like for on Netflix, for example, or HBO Max, I hunt for the movies that have awards.
Yeah.
Like I want to see the movies that I might not have seen in theaters at home, or same thing for getting an accolade for a Grammy. Like if you were, everybody has that image of Adele holding 12 Grammys in her hands, like because she deserved
it. We knew Adele was amazing before any of the Grammys. I don't know. For me, like I feel like a lot of that has been usurped by Rotten Tomatoes. Like, and whether you want to go with the critics, because I feel like if you go the critics route and you get to see something that's like 99 or 100% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, it's probably going to be like a good artsy movie. But if you want to watch a good fun movie, look at what the audience said about it. And that's kind of what
it
comes down to for me.
Well, here's one for you. When it comes to the audience, Yellowstone set a new ratings record with their season finale. So the season 4 finale just aired on Paramount Network this past Sunday. 9.3 million viewers.
That's monstrous.
Same day for Yellowstone on Paramount.
And it's slowly built up over the course. I mean,
unbelievable.
It is. I don't know. I like the season as a whole. I thought the season finale, it was okay. I wasn't blown away.
It wasn't as crazy as the previous season finale.
It wasn't as emotional as you would imagine, you know, but whatever. It was okay. So I like Kevin Costner.
But I mean, what's amazing is that last season's finale, everyone talked about how crazy that one, that pulled 5.2 million
viewers.
Almost double.
So this means that people actually went out and bought Paramount Plus in order to see this, correct?
Well, it's confusing, right? So Yellowstone, even though it's a Paramount show, is not on Paramount Plus. It's only on the Paramount Network.
Oh my God, I got Paramount Plus so that I could watch this.
Well, you can watch 1883.
Show.
1883, which is a prequel, but they skipped this past Sunday because they wanted everyone to watch Yellowstone.
Oh,
what
is that why
happening?
There wasn't?
Yeah, but
there
I,
was
I
two.
Think so.
There were, I think there was two episodes the first week.
There was. There was. Yeah.
So
probably
we're
pre-planning
still,
for Yellowstone. Yeah. Why would it not be on Paramount Plus?
That's a great question.
The production companies, who they sold it to, things like that. It's just
well, you can get it on Peacock, but you can't get the new season because you have to wear it out.
It on iTunes.
I give up.
I did too. I did the same thing just because I'm like, I don't want to sit here and have to find it and then record. And like the whole season is $20, and I get why. You know, if you already have it. If you
it's like
don't
a dollar
do that,
an episode.
But it's, am I going to get $20 worth of enjoyment out of this entire season? Yes.
And it's yours forever now.
Yeah, great. I'm going to go back and rewatch it.
You can gift that to your kids and your will.
It's the one thing I'm going to pass down to them.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
The beautiful thing about going to a fast food restaurant is that at any point, you can see somebody totally melt down. I mean, Otter, you're on TikTok a lot. I mean, I see the same videos probably that you do just across social media. I mean, every single day, it seems like I'm stumbling across someone in a fast food restaurant losing their ish. And so we pull this audio, and it's your guys' job to try to figure out which fast food restaurant these freakouts happen in. And there's little clues in the audio, so listen closely. I'm going to give you the setup, and then I'll play you the audio, and then I'll give you a multiple choice. You can ring in by saying your name whenever you want to try to give your guess and potentially get the win today. You got to get at least 2 out of 3, okay?
Okay.
First one is a customer is upset in the drive-thru over an employee's attitude.
So she's the boss right now on duty because she just told me to f*** myself and I have it recorded.
You called me
You.
So
look how
you called me. So what? You're going to call me
like I see it. Call like you see
your car from there.
Aww. Oh, do you like her? Because she's going to get fired.
I love that ending. Oh, my God.
God, that guy's a little chef bitch, kiss. Though.
Oh, I'm gonna write that one down, though. Do you like her? That sucks, because she's going to get fired.
Oh God! I wish he had coffee thrown at him.
Is that A, a Burger King, B, a McDonald's, or C, an In-N-Out?
Audrey.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
That is a McDonald's.
A McDonald's. Point number one on the board for Audrey. Well done. Here we go on to number two. This is a manager kicking a person out of the restaurant because of their bad attitude.
Get your stuff and get out of here. No, you shut up. Get out of here. No, you got your food. Get out. No. Move your ass! You won't get in here again.
Wow, huh?
I would rather deal with the first guy than with this guy. Yeah. I don't like screamy.
They're all horrible.
Of course.
So, is that A, a White Castle,
no.
B, a Jack in the Box, or C, a Burger King?
Audrey.
Mahoney.
That's a Jack in the Box.
Nope.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the third one.
Burger King.
Burger King? Gonna go with Burger King.
For the win? Yeah.
I knew it wasn't a White Castle because there would have been actual physical violence.
Yeah. Fistfights.
You want to go for the sweep?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, this woman is upset that a man interrupted her poop.
Oh.
Shame on you. I don't give a f- about it. Shut the f- up. I'm going to get your f- ass. I'm using the restroom and there's a guy going in there while I'm taking a poop. A struggle is real and you guys do not even hear me in there. Hello, I'm taking a f-. You want to eat a taco now? I hope you don't want to eat that. Yeah. Please, I'm taking a right now.
Is that A, a Del Taco, B, a Taco Bell, or C, a Sonic?
Audrey.
Audrey.
Is that Taco Bell?
Yeah.
You only poop at a Taco Bell. Only pooping happens there. Also, that sounded like Mary.
It did, a little bit.
I sounded just like Mary.
That was definitely a restaurant that only had the one door, which I hate those.
No, I don't like that
like
either.
You have the one restroom.
Especially if it's one of those tricky locks where you can't really tell if it's locked. Like if it's not just a flip lock or a push of a button, you know, like sometimes like you can't tell which direction. Is it actually locked or not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be upset too.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So an interesting conversation has just started here in the studio while we were playing that last song, and it was about whether or not like certain restaurants are on the same tier. And you were talking about you would rather go to like a Chipotle than an Applebee's.
Yes, personally, for me.
So if you were going on a date and you had to choose between taking a girl to one of those two places, you choose Chipotle.
I would, yes. I feel like it's...
Girls love guacamole.
Yeah, I'd spring for the guac.
Girls love margaritas.
Walk rhymes with, you know.
Yeah, but you can go out for drinks afterwards and make it more of like a drinking social thing. And you get like what food you actually want versus like having to sit in that smelly booth.
But they also have liquor at Chipotle. Or not liquor, but they have, you know, they have beers. And I think they have like fast serve margaritas at certain locations.
In the cans? Mm-hmm. Oh, what a treat. I mean, I would totally get down on a lunch date and have like a Corona or Modelo or whatever. I'm more of a...
No. I'm not talking about a lunch date. I'm talking about a dinner date. Like, if you had to choose between a guy taking you to an Applebee's and Chipotle, you're going Chipotle. Chipotle? Really?
100%.
Huh.
100%.
I want to see
how you handle that burrito.
Actually.
Like, if you're a sloppy burrito eater, I'm like, this is not going to be a good relationship.
Yeah. You're going to eat a burrito on the first date?
You're going to eat
what
an open
What else am I
burrito?
Eating at Chipotle?
A bowl.
If she wanted to go, I'm never getting a bowl.
The bowls are fantastic.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Every
and
time.
Then you get a bag of chips and you use that as a spoon.
It's a utensil.
God,
and you get mad when you run out of chips.
Yeah, every time.
You're like, I don't have to use the fork.
I bet you put Miracle Whip on it, too, you
one
monster.
One time they gave
Miracle Whip on what?
I don't know. You're just talking about burritos, man. That's the way to go.
It's a burrito bowl. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's the same ingredients.
You don't get the tortilla. The tortilla is like 90%
of it. I'm fine without
the tortilla. The same ingredients minus the tortilla, of course.
Not the same ingredients.
It is exactly the same ingredients and better because you get more fixings and you don't have to watch it explode.
I disagree. I like the burrito.
Well, but Mahoney only, he's a burrito minimalist. He doesn't like a bunch of stuff.
I don't like rice in my burrito. There's nothing wrong with eating a burrito with no rice in it. I feel like rice is just a filler. Nobody like actively seeks out rice. Like, oh, you know what I want to have for this meal?
I had rice last night.
Just alone?
I have had that. With just doused in
when
soy
sauce. When you weren't broke?
When I was, those were poor times.
Okay.
That was last month. But
Ian, how do you feel about Mahoney dumping on Applebee's? Because I know that you love Applebee's.
I hate it, to be honest with you, Dave. I always eat good in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And Von Zipper in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, put it best. Applebee's has a bar.
No, if we're talking about, like, so we were talking about tiers of places. There's, like, fast food, then there's quick service, which are the, you know, the upper echelons, like Chipotle or Freddy's or
Shake Shack
are some of the better ones in that realm. But then you go to, like, the restaurant ones, like the chains, you know, you've got Applebee's. But if we're picking from the lower tier, the chain restaurants, I'm 100% picking Chili's over Applebee's in a heartbeat.
Ian? Everybody is disagreeing with you about rice in the chat right now.
Yeah,
by the
rice
way.
Is amazing. Right, rice is the go-to.
Rice is garbage.
Rice is garbage.
People who like filler in their life.
He doesn't eat. He doesn't eat rice. He doesn't eat lettuce.
I don't like your opinions. I don't.
Yeah, that's your fine. Opinions They're are wrong. Filler well, and garbage.
No, I get straight to the meat, man. I want all. I want nothing but the good stuff.
Well, what about when you become a vegetarian?
That's the only way I'm trying to lose weight. So
what do you eat then? What's in your burrito
Lentils.
Then?
Lentils.
I don't eat burritos.
You don't
then.
Eat burritos no. then.
I'm beans. Is okay. Beans
so you're a burrito
which,
trader.
It's also a filler, I would say. Beans.
No, beans.
Oh, like, beans are for sure.
Refried
filler.
Beans are 1,000 times better than rice.
No. But it's a filler. It's just a tasty filler.
It is much tastier. Like yeah. you throw salsa on it and it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, salsa.
Some tomatillo salsa.
But you're a big sushi guy.
Technically, they're all fillers,
but I like nigiri.
But you don't ever eat rolls with rice on it?
When I go to my wife and I go to sushi, she gets rolls and I get nigiri.
You just get straight sashimi and nigiri. Yeah,
that's it. And it's like because when I used to just get rolls, I'm like sushi's not that expensive. This
no,
is great.
Then you start eating the sashimi and all of a sudden it's like
$150,
$7 a piece.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you're like, I'm still hungry afterwards, so I'm gonna go hit Jack in a Box on the way home.
No.
Get them two tacos and some sour cream.
Do you really do that?
I've done that so many times.
You're a mess.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How many people are in your lives that you can confidently, like, you're cool with spending 3 full days handcuffed to?
Message deleted.
Handcuffed to?
I mean, I don't want to be handcuffed to anyone just because that's just inconvenient all the way around. But, I mean, my wife, sure, whatever.
No.
I mean, I feel like Dave and I could probably, I mean, if we had to for, like, a large amount of money.
Sure.
Or we broke out of prison together.
But that's not what it's asking.
You're going to have to be the little spoon, okay?
Yes.
I'm the big spoon. I'm much bigger than you.
No, you're going to.
Much, much bigger.
It's not asking out of forced nature who you'd have to get money out of at the end of it. Of course, anybody could be handcuffed to that person for 3 days and just just get over.
Okay, Audrey,
it.
If you had to choose one of the three of us dudes on this show to be handcuffed to, who would you go with and why?
I feel like, honestly, probably Ian, because I feel like he would keep. He's like entertaining type of person. Oh no, but then I'd have to deal with the newborn baby.
And
he's,
yeah.
Mahoney's more my speed, I feel like, because he's like life's
chilling.
Life's comfort, he can just
chill.
We're not even gonna move anywhere. We're just gonna sit on a couch.
And it's good because Mahoney's like one big pillow.
That's right.
Very comfortable.
Mahoney.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, at some point he'd be Mahoney, like, I'm a body pillow.
Oh God, Dave
oh, no.
would Dave would literally never stop moving around. Yeah, I'd have to go to all of his chores.
I'm making you work.
it's Mahoney.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, that's why I tell my wife, Ian. It's like that's why I don't have washboard abs. So it's like I'm much more comfortable to lay
Baby,
on when we're snuggling on the couch.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful of you.
I'm doing this for you.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Team Dave, got a cheese in the raw.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely delicious.
You bet.
Raw dog me all day long, cottage cheese.
Message deleted.
Don't say raw dog.
Yes, raw dog
cheese.
Me with cottage cheese.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm reporting you to some sort of authority.
Food and Drug Administration.
Big cheese.
I feel like if you're
big
gonna,
cottage.
I don't know. I feel like if you're gonna raw dog anything, it would have to be like peanut butter.
Like they're like cottage cheese. You need to call it something else because cheese, by and large, has like a good connotation with whatever it is. Whatever kind of cheese is awesome.
It's curdled.
So cottage cheese is always awesome.
But it's not. Curdly.
It's delicious.
I like it, but if I think about
it's
it too
cheese.
Much, it's not cheese.
Oh, I'll just eat it by the spoonful. Like just I don't. I mean, I like it with some Cholula on it, but I mean, just straight. You bet. Just gobble it all up.
It looks like vomit. It looks like it just.
It doesn't.
It does look like vomit. Curdled vomit.
It kind of looks like, you know, whenever
vomit
you,
are you talking about?
Somebody drank a bunch of milk and then vomited.
It's the abominable snowman vomited.
Yeah.
Like, but no, what do you mean? It doesn't look like vomit at all.
I drank a
gravy. Looks like vomit.
I drank. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
Don't.
Gravy looks a lot more like vomit.
You're making your gravy wrong.
Why would that ever look like my
gravy?
Vomit?
I won't come at your gravy.
Like bile?
I bet you got lumpy ass. I bet your gravy breaks.
Yeah, man, that's wrong. Man, yeah. That's wrong gravy. Sorry,
what
do you,
what Dave's do you, never even made gravy in his life. Yeah, what are we talking about?
Why would I make gravy? I don't need to make gravy.
For Thanksgiving?
I'm out there doing the man's work making the turkey.
Everybody, it's if you make the turkey, you have to use the drippings to make the gravy.
I'm busy with the main course.
I bet
course.
You use jar gravy, don't
I
you?
Do.
Please leave a message.
That's why it looks like vomit.
Would any of you, if you were single, be okay with dating someone if you knew that they used to be a sex worker?
Message deleted.
Sure.
You say sure. Sure. Audrey shaking her head no.
No, I don't think so.
You couldn't date a former gigolo?
No, I don't think so.
That's not for
now,
you.
Now, what if it was a guy who just was in like a, you know, he has his OnlyFans. Like, he's got a big following on OnlyFans, and he just gets naked.
No.
Here's the thing, though, is like the connotation of sex worker is like everyone thinks that they're, I mean, like there's different levels, right?
For sure.
I mean, there's the
I dated somebody who was a phone sex operator. My first girlfriend.
A phone sex operator?
Was a phone
like
was
you instantly think that means that they're just like selling themselves on the street corner, yeah. Right? I mean, but like sex worker now is like, it's much more broad than that. But also, I mean, like even in like the sex worker, the actual sex worker hierarchy, there's a big difference between like the $10,000 a night girl that Elliot Spitzer was hooking up with and the $20 girl on Fremont Street. You know, there's a big swing there.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why in my brain it would be different than being with somebody who's had a lot of partners.
Yeah, aren't we all just kind of high-end hoes?
Kind of.
Sort
or
of.
Cheaper if it's or, all you yeah, if you just went yeah, to lunch. All you got was
lunch,
lunch out of it.
three lemon drops. Next thing you know, whoops.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So CES is going on right now, and if you're not familiar with CES, it's the Consumer Electronics Show, but all these big brands, and obviously, you know, with COVID challenges, some of them have pulled out, but for the most part, you know, all the big brands from around the world gather at CES to show off the newest technology. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's being showcased this year, and I don't know if you guys have actually seen the videos of this, it's been floating around.
You're talking about the car? The BMW?
No, I'm talking about the person, like the android that has the very...
Yuck.
Human-like expressions where
so
they
gross.
Programmed it to sit there and wink and look at you like it's a human, and its expressions are eerie. Like, I hate it.
I don't like it at all.
The question that we have for you today, you can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY or on social media at Dave Mahoney, is like, what technology freaks you out? Because the first thing for me that really freaked me out, and this has been several years now, is those like robot dogs that can climb stairs and do backflips and open doors and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, the
oh my
whole
God.
Boston Dynamics thing, I'm not into.
Oh, you're looking at it finally?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a human being. That is I Am
I
Legend
this.
Come to Life.
Right.
Or
so
I Am Robot.
It's Westworld.
It's
you know,
very Westworld.
I hate this so much.
Imagine
Dave.
If they, I mean, because that one has like the
we're
blue
just making,
gray face
we're
on
just,
it, right?
We're just working towards sex robots. That's all this is.
I mean, I'm kind of here for that, but I mean.
I am not.
No?
If you talk about technology that would freak me out, I want nothing to do with a sex robot.
What if
ever.
It gets stuck?
But I mean, like, you know, I've had some girlfriends kind of malfunction. Like, it's fine.
What if the
The mechanism? Clamp? No, they're not going to have a clamp in there.
Yeah, there
Am
will
I?
Be.
No, there's not going to be a clamp.
What
if
happens
you
if,
make
like,
it,
the voltage
Trust me, I can sneak
right
out
off.
Of there. I'll be fine. It ain't clamping down on
I
this.
I mean, it might.
Yeah, you're
the Newton force might Newton it right off.
Yeah, those robot dogs that, like, Boston Dynamics that are doing the backflips, and then we saw them, like, attach a, not them, but somebody else attached a gun to one of them.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Well,
like, weaponizing artificial intelligence controlling our... You know, weapon systems and
well,
stuff
and,
like that scares
like,
the hell out of me. That's Matrix level.
And policing us and stuff, right?
Well,
they had that happening over, was it Taiwan
it's
or
China
something like
right
that?
Now. They yeah. have a AI prosecutor that just basically is an algorithm to see if you're speaking out against the Chinese government.
It's crazy.
And they're,
it's crazy.
You know, they don't even need people to file criminal charges against you in China anymore. Like that kind of Minority Report, future crime, AI weaponry, all of that is horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Pam on our Facebook said cryptocurrency. I just don't get it. And I mean, I understand people that don't understand it. And I mean, I don't fully understand it either. Like, you're mining it from where? How do you gather it?
I mean, I understand what it is. I just feel like it is rigged just like, and they've come out and said that the, you know, the biggest holders of Bitcoin, like the upper 001% are the ones who really control the price. I'm not afraid of it. I just view it as gambling. for me, myself personally. Like, if I wasn't prepared to put this kind of money into crypto that I would also be willing to gamble, then that's where I draw the line. Like, I'm prepared to lose all of this money. Like, I know a couple people who have taken all of their money and cashed out of their 401ks and dumped it into either crypto or certain stocks and have done really, really well. Oh. But you hear about those people. It's kind of like a survivor bias. You don't hear about the people who take all their money and they donk it all off, which is going to be me.
How you hear about the people that hit the $1 million jackpots on Wheel of Fortune on the Strip.
Yeah.
You don't hear about the guy that just donked his $1,500 rent payment off.
Yeah.
That doesn't make the news.
I don't hate the idea of a decentralized, something that has monetary value that we're able to use and keep away from, all of the world governments. But I also, that's the thing that I fear is that they'll clamp down on that, and then it'll be completely worthless in certain places.
Yeah.
They just banned it in, Kosovo. They just banned Bitcoin mining. You know why?
Mm.
Because it draws a tremendous amount of electricity, and they actually blacked out their city because there was so much mining going on in Kosovo.
Whoa.
Is this true? Josh just texted us from 505, said, I read an article that there are now small robots that can reproduce with each other. Like, did we not watch The Matrix? Is that true? How would they reproduce?
A handful of those stories have actually come out. But yeah, they through AI, found a way to reproduce mechanically, but like technologically. Yeah. So like they have the same operating system, I guess, or something like that. But then we also hear of AI when they communicate and they're creating a different language so we can't understand them. Oh. That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's getting a little tricky.
Can't we just get my Bluetooth to connect to the TV so I can cast whatever I'm watching? Like, right. Make that easier.
Can the shower speaker that I have please just work once?
You have a shower speaker?
Yeah, of course I do, man.
What do you listen to?
Got a good dicky in there.
Podcasts.
You listen to podcasts?
My wife does the same thing. Yeah.
You listen to podcasts in the shower?
My wife does.
That's not enough time to listen to a podcast. How long are you showering for?
10 minutes.
I take a half hour shower.
But while you're drying and stuff too.
Brush my teeth.
Half hour shower.
Put my lotion on.
Yeah, I hope people are listening to our podcast in the shower.
What you doing there? Taking a half hour shower.
Knocky, knocky. That's not near enough time for a concert. I would go full blown music if I had one for my half hour showers.
You all take a half a shower?
Yeah, I do.
No kidding.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. This one texted over to us from 702. We're talking about technology that freaks you out. Because with all this stuff with CES, I mean, there's definitely like cool advancements. But then there's also some stuff, those humanoids that you just linked in the chat, Mahoney. I mean, it's a little creepy. But this one said, Elon Musk's Skynet internet satellite grid and AI not looking forward to living in a possible Terminator world.
I hear you. It's if you think about how evil villains are created, and Elon Musk is definitely doing all the right steps to go there. But I also don't hate the idea of internet, high speed internet everywhere.
No, that's neat. Yeah,
I mean, also that's kind of cool, in that regard. But I also don't love the internet that Elon Musk is going to specifically control.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that there's like a couple of people that control the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, and we talk about
power, man.
And we talk about how invasive it is. I mean, the fact that it's been normalized, then when we're sitting in this room in supposed privacy, I mean, obviously, forget the radio stuff, right?
Video.
No, but I mean, like, if the microphones weren't here, right? If we were just having a conversation, it's normalized now for us to be talking about something and then for Instagram ads to start popping up for it because they're sitting there spying on what we're talking about in our privacy.
That,
and then we're just like, oh, yeah, that's just how it is. Because Instagram makes you enable your microphone and your camera to them in order to use the platform.
I mean, you actually, Dave, I remember after we watched, what was it, the
social network?
Something. It was whatever that documentary was.
The Social Dilemma?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And you turned off your microphones.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yep. You turned them all off and you were like, wait, no, I can't access Instagram in the same way that I used to be able to. I can't do videos.
You can't post like a picture in a story.
Unless your microphone is turned on.
And that's not by mistake.
Yeah, there's a microphone in every room in my house. Like, if you talk about, like, an Apple HomePod.
HomePods, Alexas, your phone, I mean, all that
stuff.
But
I can listen to music anywhere I want.
The fact that our generation has just let privacy disappear is crazy.
Copper in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, I don't like the countries, a.k.a. dictators, that have the power to turn off or block the internet.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. Certain things that you're allowed to see is yuck.
For me, and this is one I've said, and I will always stand by this, and I think you'll disagree with me, Dave. Self-driving cars. I will never own an autonomous car. I like
Mackenzie in San Diego just texted us the same thing. She said, I don't like the self-driving cars. It seems like a terrible idea. People already suck at driving, so we think that robots are going to do a better job.
I want, like, as far as like, you know, how some people feel about their gun rights, that's how I feel about, like, I do not want to pull my, pry my steering wheel out of my cold, dead hand. I like being
doesn't,
in control.
Like, doesn't have the same ring, like, pry my Avalon from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Not quite the same, but it's still, it's a strong
my
point.
My second though. Gear amendment. That's
Derek from Vegas said the exact same thing about, you know, self-driving cars and them malfunctioning, right?
Well, it's the, like, roads, I mean, are crazy, man. The roads suck.
Well, the roads suck. Weird things happen out there, yeah, right? And the idea of just this, self-driving cars don't really freak me out. Self-driving 18-wheelers freak me out.
Ooh, no.
Because they can
they
kill
all
you,
do,
right?
Yeah. They all, so do cars, man. Like, I mean, I know you said you would love to be on a road trip where you're not having to drive. I get there's probably plenty of people out there who feel that same way. But I don't like even really love other people driving me. I like to be the one driving
really
at all times.
It feels like a control thing.
Partially, for sure.
Andy said two forms of technology that freaked me out and made me realize that, you know, things can just be bought is the EMPs and the multiple nuclear, yes, submarines that are just navigating the world's oceans.
Ah.
Right?
What?
Yeah, an EMP is a nuclear, basically it's a nuclear explosion without the nuclear part of it, but it will fry all the electronics in a, yep, in an area. Like, you do that in a power grid,
oh,
and how,
no,
dependent we all are upon.
I mean, that's happened a lot over the last couple of years, right? I mean, like, Texas had their power grid almost go down and stuff.
It's not even just the power grid, David. It would be our cell phones. It would be anything with a semiconductor inside of it.
Blobs.
Like, we wouldn't be able to, like, everything would be done.
Yeah.
You know, unless you have stuff from, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're doomsday preppers in my household. I've
got like three extra cans of Campbell's.
I've got 10 cans of soup and some lint and Tinder. And
and then the other thing that Andy said is if Jeff Bezos one day woke up and decided to go full Lex Luthor on us, he could easily get a hold of a lot of those items and have so much power that we wouldn't know what to do with it.
Like, see, Zuckerberg, even just thinking about what he would do for evil powers with these deep fakes, all of that freaks me out to the 10th degree.
Yeah, that as far as technology goes, there's some stuff that we've already talked about that's gone a little bit too far, but really, like, the enabling of these people like Zuckerberg and Bezos and Musk. Like,
Bezos,
I don't trust any of those
Bezos
guys.
Bezos is, I'd say, out of those three, the least scary.
That's why I'm glad that Bezos is banging the big
girl.
That's
all
great. That's all he wants to do.
He's just out here trying to bang.
Yeah, he just wants to be in good shape and bang. You're like, good.
Yeah,
good.
I'm happy
you
with that.
Keep,
yes,
doing that.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Zuckerberg, like, there's something weird going
on.
He's
an evil
reptile.
Yeah. He's like an evil genius who just wants to take over the world.
Yeah.
Same with Elon. Both of them are just only wanting power.
But see, Elon still just, he wants to bang too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, casually.
Zuckerberg is the creepiest out of all.
Yeah, it feels like Musk wants to bang and be cool. Bezos is kind of cool with being a nerd and just being the richest guy in the world, but he also just wants to hook up with his helicopter pilot hot chick. Zuckerberg, you're like,
he doesn't have sex at all.
His motives are super creepy, but like you mentioned the deep fakes, that scares me.
Yes.
in a way that, like, you get somebody, like, you can take the president or you take some other world leader and you get them to say crazy things and you just, you know, you feed that to your populace.
But isn't that like another out, though? Like, if there was ever something that you actually did, you'd be like, it's just a deep fake.
Well, I mean, that's what my excuse is going to be.
Yeah, it's sorry.
I don't know why somebody would take the time to do this. But sure, that was a deep fake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you see that not quite often, but even from a realm of movies, you're seeing a lot of these deep fake CGI characters where they've passed away and you're bringing them back to life on TV. That even creeps me out. It's like sort of God complex ish.
Yeah, like the
Tupac
hologram.
You're bringing them back from the dead. I don't like that. That is weird. And giving them full roles, like full roles in movies. It's freaky. Don't like it.
Mr. Dax said, I picture Zuckerberg's body being like a mannequin. He has no reproductive parts.
He is that robot from CES. That is him.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
He's the robot, but with a bad haircut. I'll never understand.
You don't
like
his haircut? That's kind of a diss.
He's got the worst haircut in America.
I don't think I can. I just envision him just kind of being bald. Like, I don't think I Zuckerberg? Ever think of his hair.
He's got that bad Caesar haircut.
He's got like the Dumb and Dumber haircut.
Yeah, like the actual
Caesar from back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. I just think of his eyes. That's all I can see when I close my eyes. It's like haunting my dreams right now. It's just like the evil eyes that just blink independently of each other.
Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So what technology freaks you out? Katie texted us to 833-YO-DUMMY and said, the stuff that freaks me out is those Apple AirTags and the tiles and the little tracking software. I had a girlfriend who had a crazy ex-boyfriend that started putting those on her stuff so that way he would know where she was at all times. Like, you wouldn't know if there was one of those little tracking devices on you. And it also, one thing, she didn't mention this, but that has always struck me as exceptionally creepy is when they're marketing those like spy cameras.
Oh, I hate that.
I just put this in chat. Constant surveillance. Ugh. Everywhere we go, the Ring doorbells, I understand almost everybody has them and they are good for monitoring your property. But the fact that every house has one now, you're always on camera.
Yeah. I mean, the ring doorbells is one thing. But when you're talking about like the spy cameras that you can like put into bathrooms and stuff and like hotel rooms.
The fake iPhone USB chargers. Yeah, like, you're like, ugh. Just creepy as hell.
So
also,
creepy.
Audrey, I mean, I know you don't like them, but the Ring cameras are essential for me seeing which one of my neighbors is letting their dog poop.
Is this
in
a continuing thing? I thought we fixed it. I thought they're still pooping in your lawn. This has gone on for years.
It happened again. But this woman's a widow.
So you're not going to do anything about it.
So my level of retaliation is I don't want to, like, be that guy.
I mean, but she's been through her grieving
period.
How big is the dog?
Dude, it's a huge-ass collie.
Oh, it's the same collie?
Yeah.
So are you going to wait for her to fall?
It's a collie that just walked into your house.
Yeah, just walked into my house. It's also pooping in my yard.
Now, this lady's dog is out of control.
Are you just going to wait for her to fall in love again and then take action?
Yes.
She wouldn't be a widow anymore.
It is a collie. Have you thought about throwing her in a well?
Well, then the collie's going to be able to get out.
Yeah, I mean, Senator said people watching you without knowing. I've never understood that like level of voyeurism, right? Like this whole idea of I'm going to watch somebody while they poop. Like,
but that's social media now.
It is. We are all voyeurs to an extent.
You have to. It's like a point now where if you want to be big on social media, you have to give people everything of your day. The whole collective consciousness is gone now because there's no original thought because of social media. And look how much more immersive it's going to get.
Well, the metaverse is. Exactly. I was talking with a friend about this. That kind of scares me in a way that like I feel like people are just going to get so caught up into that, you know, and not people like of our age, but younger who have known nothing else.
We're already seeing it, right? Yeah. I mean, there's all these studies from different major developed countries, United States being one of them, Japan.
We're following behind
the way.
Japan. Japan's been the reproductive rate has been.
You're talking about 18 to 34 year olds having no interest in having sex with other people.
That's pretty alarming.
That's insane.
I mean, I don't necessarily think that we need that many more people.
Well, we're all freaking out about being in a pandemic that is killing people. We're having a decline of people because they're dying because of COVID.
I mean, there's plenty of people, but I mean, the fact that, I mean, when I was 18 to 34 years old, all I thought about was trying to hook up with somebody else. The idea of like, that's not even interesting because you're getting that same sort of gratification or
elsewhere?
Enough of it from the internet.
Well, it's easier to get from the internet.
Sure it is.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But also, Ian and Mahoney, to your all's point, too, with all of the social media influence and the technology influence that's on the younger generation, I just think of the influencers in the wild Instagram handle where you have to be okay with having people watch you create the content. Even that part of the technology aspect, like, just, like, you have no cares. You don't have any embarrassment. Like, you just don't care that much.
I've got all the embarrassment.
Clout is the only thing you chase. It's crazy to me. I don't think that I could ever be a social media influencer for that exact reason. I get too embarrassed.
Yeah, Higgs said I have a friend who has an outdoor cat and they put an AirTag on her collar. Like, that is fine.
Yeah.
Putting an AirTag in somebody else's vehicle when they don't know about it is awful.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Do they work that way?
But I also don't like the...
It's just like
a
tracking thing, right?
Is it?
For, like the Find My iPhone sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've got a friend whose significant other makes him keep his Find My iPhone, share my location on at all times, no matter
what.
In
a weird, creepy, controlling type of way?
Yes.
I have a friend that's like that, too. And one time we went to a Mexican restaurant that's, like, attached to a strip club. And It had great reviews, right? And so we didn't know that it was attached to the strip club. And my friend's like, oh, yeah, you know, this place is supposed to be fantastic. And we're like, cool. But our other buddy was there, and he's like, hey, hang on a second. Had to stay out in the parking lot to call his girl to let her know he was eating at the Mexican restaurant, not in the strip club, because she's always got eyes on him.
Which, that Mexican restaurant, by the way,
slaps.
You wouldn't think a Mexican restaurant attached to a strip club would be amazing, but that place, legit. You've
been there. See some tacos and get some tacos.
And to the strip club.
Call him Mullet Man. Business up front. Front. Party in the back. Business up front. Front. Party in the Business up front. Party in the back. Business up front.
It's a hairdo and a fish.
One of our favorite games is called Mullet Over. Ian has been kind enough to pull three different stories of individuals that may or may not have a mullet. Only one of these individuals has a mullet, and we collectively are trying to figure out which one it is. We're all in the dark, with the exception, of course, of Ian. 833-YO-DUMMY on social media, Dave Mahoney. You can weigh in if you think you know the correct answer. All of these people seem like they would have a mullet, but again, only one of them does. Just a little setup here. We have a freestyling trucker.
Have
a young lady by the name of Heather talking to the local news about her garage catching on fire. And then we'll start with a gentleman by the name of Billy Tatum. He was talking to the local news about how a tree fell on a student's car. So first up in Mullet Over is Billy Tatum. Does Billy Tatum have a mullet or not? Let's have a listen.
You go to get a tree cut and it takes out a car. Come on now. We can do better than this.
Billy Tatum was on his porch Monday morning across from Central City Elementary playing cards and watching a City of Huntington crew work on cutting the tree down.
The witness says he watched in disbelief Monday as the tree was cut down and landed right onto a parked vehicle, totaling it.
That's a car-eating tree there. Flattened it like a pancake from backseat to the tail. And I said, oh, whoops. Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was crunch. I hate to say it, it was kind of cool, you know. I mean, what guy doesn't like, you know, destruction? Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car, and she can't get to school now. Chalk it up to
a moment.
Oh, my God.
So much here to unpack. I mean, he's playing cards on his porch.
Right.
It has to be during the day.
Early in the morning.
Yes.
Right.
Watching the city cut down a tree.
That's
for entertainment.
Yeah. And he's watching
demolition
carefully.
Derby.
Oh, that is big mullet energy.
Oh,
right
my
there.
God.
Oh, God.
And his name's Billy?
Him. Yeah.
Oh, Billy Tatum.
Billy Tatum.
Oh, man. Billy Tatum. I wish, oh, man, if I had met my husband, I might have married you first. Oh,
did you say Billy Tatum? Is he still alive?
Billy Tatum recently passed away, unfortunately.
Oh,
so rest in peace, Billy. But
he can't get to school now. Chalk it up to a Monday.
He can't get to school now either.
Oh, I missed that last part. Chalk it up to a Monday.
Chalk it up to a Monday.
Oh, my God.
There's so many things we should just steal from that. Oh, God, that's
clip
so good.
It all. Clip it all. Add it to a hotkey.
Everything is a hotkey.
My mullet meter is leading strong on that one.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what our next two have to offer, Dave.
Okay, here we go on to number two. This is Heather Tenney, and she was talking to the local news about her garage catching on fire.
When you got outside and you saw what was happening, you saw what was going on, what were your thoughts?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't ever think it was going to happen to us.
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin, and I don't want to mention no names.
And you said you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, and it's a long story. Just make it short. Yeah, he already put him in a hospital once last month, and he figured he's going to do something else to get back.
Wow, that took a turn. So at first I was like, nah, no mullet. And then all of a sudden my cousin wants to bang me, so he's beating up my husband.
Was this in Alabama?
Whoa.
Where was this?
No, this was not in Alabama. I believe this one was West Virginia.
Oh, even better. I mean, honestly, okay. West Virginia, that makes a lot more sense.
Did she specify, or did you find out in your deep dive, first or second cousin?
Oh, first cousin.
First cousin.
That's normal in the hills.
Yes.
That Boone County mate and call.
Are we guessing whether or not the cousin who wants to hook up has a mullet as well? Are we factoring that into this?
Just Heather.
Heather. Does Heather from Heather. West Virginia...
Virginia Mountain Mama, take me home.
She won't, and that's why her house got set on
fire.
That's
right, I'll burn your garage down.
They have definitely smoked meth together and made out at some point, if not gone further.
In a closet.
I don't think this is big mullet energy. This is big meth energy.
See, but the meth and the mullet and the mountains and the West Virginia all run pretty high and tight, just like them sides.
And the mullet, the female mullet, is a much more rare in the wild sighting, too. So I'm going odds here.
I feel like it left in the 90s.
I could see it, though, feathered, you know.
90s.
Like just,
with
like
the
90s,
bangs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, they're not using the hairspray. They do not. She is not using Aquanet.
Aquanet is readily available in the mountains.
It's like right next to the Oxy.
It's Oxy, Aquanet, Mountain Dew.
I'm saying no. I'm saying no on this one, but I'm curious to hear number three.
Third and final one.
This is a great one here. This is actually a trucker who just took to YouTube to freestyle for the very first time.
Very first time.
Here's
Let's have
a
listen.
Freestyle.
I keep on looking at the rain before it drops down. I just keep on telling me that stars are they even shining now. I love it like I'm living on the Eiffel Tower, looking at Mars from the skyscrapers of Tokyo. I looking like I love it like a Pinocchio. Pokemon, I just took them on. I just put them on. I just took it in. I just let it win. I just set it on a record. Lemon, like a lemon, like a in. Woo! Flipping on the blaze. I just took it on the shave. I'd already not get laid. Yeah. Driving at an 18-wheeler, going down the road fast. I just hit her looking like I really got the dash. It's a pretty, really whoa. Pretty, pretty whoa. Simi got it, really got it. Simi got to keep a cap and lippin' like a living lavish. I mean, the check about it, but I keep on giving garbage. Really know it, I just put it on my sandwich. Lettuce, tomato, put the pickle on the side, please. She don't want to look into my eyepiece. iPad, I don't like it. But I told him I took it back when it's psychic.
Because I'm an island boy.
Ian, was he driving the 18-wheeler while he was rapping?
Unfortunately, no. He was actually in a motel. He was sleeping. Okay. It was a tough one.
I'm going to say no.
I'm gonna say no on the trucker.
I think no. I like those rhymes. You said this is the first time he was rhyming?
First time, yep.
I mean, for a first time out there.
Kyle said it's Billy.
I'm going number one.
You're going Billy?
It struck me hard.
I'm going my mountain mama. I'm going Heather.
You're going Heather?
I think Heather's got the mullet.
All right. Well, I'm going Billy number one, too.
Okay. Can we remove the rapping trucker?
Can we remove the rapping trucker? Unfortunately, no, we cannot.
Oh, my God. You got duped. You got duped.
Here is mullet, the trucker mullet.
He looks like Post Malone.
He does.
Yeah.
That's like a pompadour mullet.
It's big. Oh, man. It is big. Oh. But if you guys want to see, here is Billy Tatum. He is very, very, very skinny.
Rest in peace, Billy.
Yep. And then he looks like a
Chalk it up to Monday.
And then here is Heather Tinney. And if you look closely in the background, that is her husband, who looks a lot like Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, I get it. Like, she is a looker.
She looks like somebody's cousin would be into her.
Yep.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, it's not a huge surprise, but Billie Eilish is now headlining Coachella. Travis Scott out. Or at least it seems there's like,
any promoter, especially on the level of Coachella, who would bring in. I mean, obviously Coachella's going to sell and has been sold out, all that stuff for a decade plus. But it just, you're just asking for unwanted media attention and problems.
I'm shocked she wasn't headlining it to start.
Yeah, I mean, so the names that have been floating around, Billy Ocean, Rage Against the Machine, Travis Scott, Billie Eilish. What's that?
Billy Ocean?
Frank Ocean.
Oh.
Did I say Billy Ocean?
You did. I was like.
Hell yeah.
I would be Caribbean Queen. I would just be bopping around on the loop.
But I could see Coachella booking Billy Ocean.
Yeah. Just maybe not as a headliner.
Sorry. Frank Ocean, Rage Against the Machine, Travis Scott, Billie Eilish. There we go.
I just geeked so hard. I was like, I'm buying my ticket.
Yeah.
News is going around. Kanye actually might be.
Kanye.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, people have been and would pay to see that.
So did you guys see all the video floating around of that Canadian party flight? Because everyone is kind of mad about this, including the Prime Minister of Canada. So it was a flight from Canada to Mexico. And, I mean, it was pandemonium on this flight. It's like a bunch of 20-somethings in the cabin on Sunwing Airlines, whatever the hell that is. It was on New Year's Eve going to Cancun. But, like, people are like, they have full bottles of Grey Goose, and they're sitting there like chugging. I don't know how they got it on the flight.
How did they do this?
They're vaping on the plane.
It looks
body
like it's a
surfing.
Spirit. Is that a Spirit? Or you said a Sunwing?
Sunwing Airlines, yeah.
Huh, that is just, honestly, you do not deserve to fly.
I mean,
you don't, it's not like a constitutional right for you to be able to fly.
I'm looking at everybody on this plane. It's a pretty sparse plane. There's maybe 50 people on this plane, and they all look to be young and having a good time. I actually don't hate this. If the flight attendants were like, "Hey, chill the hell out,"
and then they weren't doing that,
then I would have a problem.
I don't know.
Didn't but look I'm, like look, it. I'm looking
at the
video.
The video that I saw.
Okay,
it looked like everyone
you
was just kinda...
two flight attendants to a sea of unruly kids.
No, I get it.
That are dancing and bopping around. Like you can't. You can't be doing that.
No,
just
I mean I get that you can't be doing that, but I get what you're saying, Mahoney. It's sort of like if everyone's cool with it, and it's they're
going
to be doing that when they get to Cancun anyhow. Like, I think it's unacceptable if there's like kids around or there's people that don't want to participate. But if the whole plane's down with it, it's like
I've flown
Clearly
out.
Maybe they weren't.
Maybe they weren't.
I don't know.
Maybe they were.
I've flown on New Year's Eve morning before.
Uh-huh.
Out of Las Vegas. Yeah. It was the most eerie flight of my life because there's nobody flying out of Las Vegas to go, especially because I was going to Missouri on New Year's Eve's day. And it was the most empty flight I'd ever seen, the emptiest I've ever seen an airport in my life. And I did not like it one bit. I would much rather be on the Cancun party flight.
So a retailer that I'm sure you know well, Walmart, is maybe a place where you get your groceries. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have a lot of friends and family members that shop at Walmart just because when it comes to...
I do the pickup. It's great.
The value that you get from Walmart.
I never went inside. I hated going inside. That was not for me. But once the pandemic hit and they started doing curbside pickup, my wife and I have been doing that since.
And now they're talking about taking it a step further where they're delivering the items straight to people's refrigerators if they want. And for most people, I think you're like, okay, I don't need you like coming in my house and putting stuff away. But if you're disabled or you're elderly, like this is huge. So previously, it was available to about 6 million people. They say by the end of this year, it'll be available to 30 million people.
I don't hate this. I mean, like you said, Dave, you know, like if you're able-bodied and you don't need it, then whatever, don't use it. But there are plenty of people who, you know, aren't as lucky to have no problems.
And I also think about like single moms too. Like if you don't mind giving somebody an access code, like to be able to short circuit that, and when you're done with work, you're not having to go to the grocery store and spend an hour or two doing that stuff. Right. Like, I mean, if you're able to kind of make your life easier and simplify the process of grocery shopping, that's wonderful. Like, give people the option. It's not like you're being forced to use it.
Yeah, it's hard. Like I think about my grandfather, and, you know, it's getting older. It's harder to, you know, carry in heavy things, you know, especially if you're only doing, like, one or two of these a month to bring them to your house. It's great for that.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Like, when you and your wife go to Costco and you, like, stock up on Topo Chico as you do?
That's Sam's Club. But
sure, yeah. But do you carry it in or do you make her carry it in?
It's a joint effort.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, that's what I figured.
Dave, our marriage is a partnership.
Yeah. I used to get in trouble.
And we each pull our own.
Yeah.
And carry our own.
I used to straight up get in trouble as a kid if I saw or heard my parents come in with groceries and if I did not get up to help.
Those are good parents right there.
Like, I mean,
you're going to be eating these groceries? Then you best get up and start carrying them in.
But for the Walmart grocery delivery service, of that, it's just making it easier for people who have disabilities and elderly, like Mahoney said.
Or people that are just busy.
Yep. Busy in life. All of the above.
Or who don't want to deal with other people. And you can just, you know, have one slight interaction, not have to deal with everybody else.
People really do have social anxiety. You're right.
When my wife goes to the grocery store, like, she will wait for me to get the cases of water out of the back of her car to carry them inside.
Those are heavy, though.
I know.
I worry about, like, why, you know, like, when I'm carrying in my Topo Chico, because I get the 18-pack from Sam's. It weighs about 30. It's about 30 pounds.
Right, yeah.
Like, legitimate.
Do you think there's a service that we could start with other people where they would just come to your house and carry the water in for you?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's necessary.
Dave, does your wife ask you to carry the water jugs like as like a test of your masculinity? Like, does she
to see
is,
if
it,
I can
is that
manage
the new
a,
like the jar?
Yeah.
Is it like the new like pickle jar?
I put mine on my shoulder. I'll turn it up like a boom,
that's
like
the
boom
manly
box.
Move. Yeah. You're so strong.
Unless that thing goes rogue. You know, that ever happened to you where it starts slipping?
Yeah.
You're like, you start like tailing like,
you're like no. And then the water bottles start falling out. And it's,
there's still glass in my hallway from me shattering a Topo Chico bottle because of that.
How long ago was that?
3 months.
There's still glass in your hallway.
Just, no, it's there. I mean, like it's just fine dust now. But every time the light hits it at a right way, I'm like, it just angers me. And we've like cleaned it up several times, vacuumed, mopped. And there's just tiny shards. Glass particles that just exist in my hallway forever now, apparently.
See, if you just drank plastics like the rest of us, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, if you just ruin the environment
screw
like the rest.
Environment.
Yeah, if I get into a bar fight and I hit somebody with a plastic bottle, that's not working. I hit somebody with a 18-ounce Topo Chico bottle. They
How
are
many
going
bar
to the
fights are breaking out in your house?
You see my bourbon collection?
How many bar fights are you getting
into? It's just you against you.
Yeah.
You against your reflection in the mirror.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So, man, you don't normally hear a story about somebody wielding a knife while also on an electric scooter? Okay.
I feel like that's, you're going to require a lot of balance.
Yeah. 74-year-old, no. I'm talking about like a sit-down electric, like a rascal.
Oh, a rascal. Yeah. I thought you were talking about like those like bird scooters or Lime scooters or whatever that some cities have.
No. This is a 74-year-old man is accused of chasing two people with a knife while riding his rascal. During a verbal disagreement, this guy, whose name is Daniel, retrieved an 8-inch blade from a drawer in his home and then actively started following a woman throughout the residence in his scooter on Monday, according to the arrest report. The alleged statements of him wanting to kill the woman prompted her to run from the residence, according to the cops.
Did they pull out a spike strip?
To take out the tires of the rascal. They chased him around a car because he was not relenting when the police showed up. And so he was
on they were chasing him around a car while he was on the rascal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like if you're being chased by somebody who's in a rascal coming after you, can't you just like step to the side? Or if you can't outrun it, I feel... Maybe you need to step up your cardio a little
just
bit.
Just like quickly take a corner.
Rascals, Rascals are kind of like sharks. They have to like make a whole like U-turn.
Just put a shopping cart in front of them, and then they're stopped permanently.
Yeah, just pull the couch in front of them. Like, what are they going to do?
But, get out of the rascal. Dare you.
When the officers arrived, they said that he was still holding the knife and actively following the woman up the driveway. Very slowly. Upon speaking with him, officers smelled some booze on him, and hearing him spontaneously utter that he wanted to stab the man that he was chasing with the knife while he had the chance. So he was chasing a man and a woman. He ended up going to jail.
I am still waiting for the day when the police pit maneuver somebody on a rascal. I am waiting. That video does not exist on the internet right now. That is something that I know we can manifest into this world.
So when you can't decide between being a nerd and a life of crime, you end up here. A 23-year-old man was detained by police after stealing Pokemon trading cards from booster packs from Walmart in Florida.
I mean, those are expensive.
Eric Germone Drake was arrested in Florida. Eric Germone Drake.
Germone, not Jerome?
It's J-E-R-M-O-N-E.
Germone. That sounds like a bad pair of jeans. Like the
Germone jeans.
Bootleg Jerbos.
Come and get your Germones.
Get your Germones. Your Germone Drakes. He was arrested in Florida on December 29th after stealing $600 worth of Pokemon cards from a local Walmart.
They tased him? Because like I feel like if you tased him with like a Pikachu themed taser, that would be beautiful.
Pika.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I just watched a commercial for Whole Foods. Their slogan is Beehole. How unfortunate.
Message deleted.
What is it for? I missed that part.
For Whole Foods, and
Be-hole.
He said their slogan is Beehole.
Oh,
he's not lying. He's not lying either. It's a very awkward commercial.
Come on. How did nobody get that? Your slogan is Beehole.
Like, be healthy, be smart, be whole.
That's Beehole.
It's like,
that's what I'm going to start saying to my wife after a couple of glasses of wine. Be smart, be healthy, be
whole.
She's like, yeah, still no.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, so what's the most seductive kind of bread? Of course, it's banana, right?
Message deleted.
No, a French baguette.
Oh, that pretzel bread?
I think a baguette.
Oh, that
that
warm,
hard, crunchy bread. French bread?
Yeah.
It's pretzel bread, which is delicious, Dave. Too soft.
What are you talking about? What is pretzel bread?
You've never had those little pretzel roll?
Yeah, they're like little rolls.
Like a steakhouse or something?
Looks like a big cigar almost, right?
No. I don't know. I'm good on that. That is not, I mean, it's good, but it's not sexual. Is that what the guy said?
Yeah, what's the most seductive?
Yeah, that's sexual.
What would you say? I'm saying a French baguette. Hard and crunchy and long.
And phallic.
Yeah.
I would have to say monkey bread.
Monkey bread, okay.
Because you're monkeying around.
Yeah.
Then you're going down.
I don't know. I look at that little pretzel roll, and I'm like, man, be healthy. Be you. Be old.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there are a lot of people that do Dry January every year. This actually started over in the UK back in like 2013, and it became this big movement where, especially after the holidays, right?
You've done this a couple times, right?
I'm doing it now.
Oh, you are?
I do Dry January almost every single year.
Yeah. Why?
Because like it's a very wet November, October, November, and December.
Okay.
Yeah, and so like just dry it out a little bit.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's just personal choice. Like it's not like I won't have like beer when we're doing beer for breakfast or something like that,
you're just
right?
Not going out.
Yeah, it's or just drinking like not drinking it at home. Yeah. At, you know, just sitting there pounding a bottle of wine while I'm watching a show, right? Just kind of just evening it out a little bit. But not everyone is down with the idea of Dry January.
What do you mean?
PBR, for example.
Are we talking about the Professional Bull Riders Association?
No, I'm talking about
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh. So they're kind of one of those cheeky Twitter accounts, you know, where they have somebody that...
Like a Wendy's wannabe.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Wendy's probably does it best. But, I mean, there's a lot of these companies now that try to have their Twitter accounts have personality. And I don't mind it. It's a lot more interesting than just boring promotional tweets.
Slim Jim is one of my favorites.
Nihilist Arby's
is not officially associated with Arby's. Unfortunately, because it's wonderful, but you should definitely follow Nihilist Arby's.
Yeah,
it's great.
Great follow. PBR, WWE Subway Experience, also another good, solid Twitter follow.
Very, very good. This one from PBR, pretty funny. Not everyone at PBR appreciated it, though, I guess, because they had to come out with a statement saying, in no way does the content of these tweets reflect the values of PBR and our associates. We're handling the matter internally and have removed the tweets from our social media platforms.
Mahoney.
There was somebody that brought up Dry January, and they said, not drinking this January? Try eating butt.
Try eating behold.
And then they called out another marketing program called Wet January, which had a bunch of kind of like tacky testosterone-fueled pieces of artwork, like dolphins riding jet skis.
Hell yes.
Yeah. As they were trying to basically counterpoint Dry January. Within a few hours, the tweets were deleted, but, I mean, whatever. Does anyone really need to take PBR's Twitter account that seriously?
It's a cheap macro beer, which, don't get me wrong, I love PBR, but... Like, should they have to walk back an apology? Like, I get it if you're out here spewing, like, hate speech or something, but, like, talking about eating booty? Nah.
So somebody actually responded, like, PBR or booty, what's the difference? And they responded, ask your mom.
I think it's hilarious. And honestly, it's pretty on brand, this type of banter for PBR. Like, nobody thought that PBR was a classy thing.
Right.
Like, nobody's sitting there pinkies out while sipping on a PBR. Like, settle down.
It's a good macro lager. It's fine.
It is what it is, man.
Great for the price. I mean, if I, you know, it got me through in college.
Mahoney, I know that you're a big fan of potatoes.
Love them. I need to eat less, but yes.
So I know that you're going to be upset by this. There are officials. There is a large, big potato statue in Cyprus, and somebody decided that they were going to deface it. It's a 16-foot-tall sculpture that looks like a potato.
Okay.
And somebody chopped it down at 3:30 a.m. on the first day of the new year, causing $5,400 in damages.
Why would somebody perpetrate this?
Are they trying to mash it?
Oh, that's pretty funny.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see.
West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.